Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It is almost Thanksgiving. Why, it's tomorrow, anyway. What are you giving thanks for this year? Love to know. 800-348-2551. What is a good thing that has happened or is happening or anything that you're grateful for and thankful for on this holiday? 1-800-348-2551. We'll throw it open a little wider and we'll say, hey, what's your favorite secret family recipe for Thanksgiving? I'll share with you one of mine in a moment. And then I got thinking about the holidays and gathering with large groups of people you don't see for a long time. And I got thinking about the arguments that will inevitably happen. Now, sometimes they can be benign enough. Sometimes they can get downright ugly. If you'd like to share a story about your favorite holiday argument with your favorite family members, also wide open, it's an open forum today, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. First, the good, lots to be thankful for. You have your life. You have this great country of ours. Maybe your guy won in the election or lady won in the election. Maybe not, but you still have a great country. There's so much to be thankful for here. And there's the food. And I'm not a big Thanksgiving turkey eater. I must admit, the food isn't why it's my favorite holiday. My favorite holiday is it literally makes me stop for a minute and just remember that the glass is, in fact, half full sometimes. Although most of the time my nature is to say it's half empty. In fact, much less than half empty. But this day, I always try to take some stock. Maybe you do that, too. There's a great article on our website, WAMC.org, that got me thinking about the arguments. It's by Alan Greenblatt, and it's on our website right now. Will your family squabble about politics this Thanksgiving? Of course, politics has been front and center for the last year and a half or 2 years of campaigning and primaries and elections. So when you sit down with your family, if you do, do you get into politics? It can be a very dicey situation. All right, those are the three sort of open forum topics, and let's just go right to the phones, because no one really wants to hear me monologue for a whole show. Then you would be thankful there's an off button on your radio. But thankfully, there are some calls. Caroline in Sharon, Connecticut, you're on.
Hello. I almost called in this morning when you had a short segment on this same topic.
Boy, did I need you then.
Well, I know, and I thought, well, I probably won't get in, and I wanted to talk about politics, and so I didn't, and at that point you said, well, there are no more calls, and, you know, maybe somebody has some gratitude about politics, or maybe not, and yeah. So this show this afternoon gives me another chance.
All right, well, the forum is yours.
You know, on election night, I was happy and relieved and grateful because of women's issues, because of the issues of people who are not millionaires and billionaires. And I was afraid that those terrible ads that are from sources nobody can know at the end would affect the results. I thought the results were quite wonderful. And I just feel, I mean, I'll admit, I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Yeah.
But I felt that Governor Romney was on every side of every issue throughout the course of his career and throughout the campaign. And no one knew if he squeaked out a victory what we were going to get in the way of governance.
So you're thankful that you got a second term from President Obama.
I am very grateful, and I feel that he can do some wonderful things, freed of having to run again. And I just feel that he is a known quantity. A lot of his ideas, most of them I agree with, not all, but, you know, the lesser evil, if I won't say evil, but to make a choice is still important, because if you don't choose, you sometimes get the worst choice.
I agree. I'm glad to hear that you voted. Now, will you have family come in or friends come in for Thanksgiving? Will you be gathering?
Yes, I'm going to be at my son's house with my granddaughters tomorrow, and I'm grateful for that. And I even like turkey, but even better than the turkey, I like the stuffing and the gravy and all of the wonderful root vegetables.
Yum.
But November 6th was a fantastic day. And, you know, I just saw this incredible Ken Burns documentary about the Dust Bowl.
I heard about that today. We did a little piece on it on the roundtable today. I only was able to hear a little about it, but that sounds like a great show.
Well, you know, in a way, before climate change, this was people affecting an environment in a terrible way by, you know, plowing up the grasslands that didn't have enough water to really sustain farming.
Yeah.
And then Roosevelt tried all sorts of ways to have people plow in a different way and help them with food and all. And for anyone like Grover Norquist that feels the federal government should be small enough to put down the bathtub drain, I think that this Dust Bowl documentary and this Superstorm Sandy, which shows how much people need help at times, and then we need a strong federal government to work with the local governments and other people who want to help. But without a strong leadership in a case like that, many people could be completely lost.
Well, Caroline, thanks a lot, and I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Margie in Olive Bridge. Margie, you're on.
Howdy, Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Good. Thank you very much. And thanks for, you know, putting out this question. It's, I think, a wonderful thing to talk about, gratitude.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of gratitude.
I'm pretty grateful.
Yeah, yeah. And I have so much to be grateful for. And so I, at the beginning of the month, I started like a little gratitude sort of journal. And thinking about something every day that I'm grateful for. And one of those things that I'm really grateful for, I mean, the list is really long. I could probably take the whole hour.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have a lot of calls. But if there were no calls, I'd say go right ahead. But
All right. Well, I'm glad you have a lot of calls. So I'm only going to tell you, like, one or two things.
Okay.
Okay, so one thing that I'm really grateful for is when I was a little kid, I had a lot of eye operations, and even when I was a little kid, I used to contemplate what it would be like to not have the gift of my vision.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get fearful about it. I actually got kind of grateful about it. I got grateful that I could perceive color and see a sunset and see the, you know, people I love and see kittens and all kinds of things. And so I'm sort of re-upping on my gratitude about vision and all the senses that keep me going, you know?
Yeah. I've actually thought about that too.
You have?
And I think that if I were to lose my sight today, at least I had it. In other words, I would remember. And you know, the people that I feel the worst for are the ones who've never had it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would say, don't give me any sympathy.
Right.
We have all our other senses, and you know? So there's always a reason to be thankful. And Margie, very well thought out. Keep that journal. We'll talk to you next year on this topic, okay?
Okay. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks a lot for calling. Let's go to Rachel in Leverett. Rachel, you're on.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And to you.
Well, I'm going to be short and sweet, but direct.
Okay.
My husband is working in Zimbabwe this fall.
Yeah.
And so I work for home, and I'm by myself, and I am incredibly grateful for WAMC because you guys are my company. You and Alan, you know, you're my company. You're my lifeline.
Wow.
Every day, all day. So I'm very grateful to you.
And right back at you. You know, believe it or not, on Saturday, I will have been here 15 years.
And wow.
I am so incredibly grateful for this place.
Yeah, has the time just flown?
It has flown. It's, you know, a wife and five kids later, here I am.
Good for you. Well, yeah. I'll tell you, I wanted to also say I'm very grateful and very thankful that the country has put aside What I believe is a lot of anger and fear and hate and intolerance that we were sort of dealing with in the last 8 years or 10 years or so.
Mm.
And I think that's reflected globally. I'm looking at Myanmar, I'm looking at Cambodia, I'm looking at the Middle East, and I just think the world is ready to just be relieved of, it's hard to hate. It takes a lot of energy.
Agreed.
And I think it's a, so I'm very happy about that, very grateful about that piece. Lastly, the cousins come together every year, and my sister and I are hosting them up here this year.
Yeah.
And we give honor to our Nana, my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so Thanksgiving in our house always includes a wet bottom shoe fly pie.
Oh, now what is that? Oh, quickly, what is that?
Yeah, it's a Pennsylvania Dutch tradition.
Yep.
And this is going to sound kind of crazy, but it's essentially a molasses pie.
Mm.
So it's a pie crust.
Yep.
And then you've got boiling water, molasses, and a little bit of baking soda.
Yeah.
Put that in, and then you sprinkle on top the crumble. And the crumble is the usual flour, the two sugars, brown and white, a little bit of Crisco.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle that on the top, and then you bake it.
Oh, my gosh, and that sounds amazing.
Oh, my God, it's to die for.
You know what?
If you like molasses.
One thing I made more than once, actually, it used to be on the back of Ritz crackers. It was the mock apple pie.
Which
I think went back to probably the Depression.
Right.
It's good.
You know,
it tastes like apple pie.
They do. Years ago in New England, they would do mock cherry pie. And, of course, you couldn't get cherries
mm-hmm.
in November any year. And they made them with raisins and with cranberries.
Yeah.
You had the tart of the cranberry and then the raisin together was sweet. And, good for you. And lastly, I'm sure we have plenty of arguments every year, but the rest of us don't need to remember them because that's my brother's job.
I love it. Well, that's a perfect way to take a break. Rachel, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Ray. You guys, too.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. Let's take a break there, Mr. Zach. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. A Thanksgiving edition of Vox Pop. More calls coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Ashokan Center, Olive Bridge, New York, a classroom in the wild helping schools, organizations, and individuals reconnect with nature, history, and the arts, ashokancenter.org. Identity Eyewear, Albany, New York. Identity Eyewear, it's what sets you apart. EYEDENTITY eyewear.net. Smith College Museum of Art, presenting Drawn to Excellence, Renaissance to Romantic Drawings from a Private Collection, works from the 16th to early 19th century, smith.edu/artmuseum. And Snow Farm Williamsburg, a New England craft program offering creative arts workshops taught by master craftspeople for adults and teens, beginners and up, snowfarm.org.
It's Vox Pop on this Thanksgiving edition of Vox Pop. And, you know, important to remember that it's not all a bed of roses. A subdued Thanksgiving in store for those who were hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. Many plan to gather with friends and strangers alike, seeking to celebrate the people and things that were spared when so much was lost, but they will not be left to fend for themselves. Restaurants down there are donating meals. Strangers at churches opening their doors. People from across the nation have sent donations for storm victims who aren't able to roast their own turkey this year. The Thanksgiving Day Parade happens. 5,000 bleacher seats along the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route have been set aside for families affected by Superstorm Sandy. So as you have fun with your family or your friends, you know, just take a second and give a thought to those who have lost everything or almost everything. And that's it. End of sermon. Mary in Niskayuna. Mary, you're on.
Hi.
Marianne, I'm sorry.
Thank you. The one thing that I have to say ties in exactly with what you were saying. The thing I am most grateful for is that all of my husband's people on Long Island all survived.
Yeah.
The possessions didn't. My brother-in-law's house, first floor, needs to be gutted.
Hmm.
His stepsister, their house is totally gone. But lives were spared. And the other stuff is just stuff.
Yeah.
And secondly, my daughter went to school at Molloy College in Rockville Center. They were evacuated from their dormitory. The poor kid ended up at the home of somebody who she doesn't really know very well, but, well, she and the other girl from her dorm who lived in Breezy Point, who refugeed in in Levittown, were made welcome by this girl and her family, and they all survived, even though they had no power for a week, and they were able to live together and harmoniously. My kid acquitted herself well, and I am so very, very grateful that this fellow classmate's family opened up her home to my daughter and my daughter's friend, who otherwise would have been in some serious trouble because they were stuck there.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, and it's the right thing to do, and it's a great Thanksgiving story and a nice message.
Yeah, and the fact that my daughter, you know, there she was away. I'm so grateful for text messaging because we had no other way of contacting anybody. We didn't know what was going on. But once in a while, the texts got through, and everybody was just so sharing, so loving. It was really, really nice. It just confirmed my daughter's choice of college. They said they lived like family, and my God, did they show it.
That is fantastic. Now, will you be with your family from downstate during this holiday?
No. They said, please stay up here. You know, we want to have a quiet day. I think they don't want to see anybody because they've had to deal with so much in the way of assessors and insurance and this and that and the other thing. They just kind of like want to like hibernate.
That's a good
and
plan.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. Well, Marianne, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-348-2551 is our phone number. We go to Jonathan in Chicopee. Jonathan, you're on.
Oh, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You had said earlier, what is a favorite food that you like to eat at Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm making a blackberry and blueberry cobbler.
Ooh.
But it's kind of a joke. I'm going to put a little sign on it and say, In memory of the 2012 election cycle, black and blueberry cobbler.
You mean this is a reference to political advertising and whatnot?
Yeah,
I hear you.
And then underneath, berries picked in a socialist province.
Very nice. Very nice, Jonathan.
Picked them in Nova Scotia, which is the New Democratic Party.
Well, good for you. Well, but on a serious note, the blackberry blueberry cobbler sounds like a very good combination.
I think so.
Good. Hey,
I haven't made one exactly like that before. I think it'll work out pretty well, though.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See ya. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551, a pre-Thanksgiving edition of Vox Pop, and our old favorite, Tommy in Neversink. Tommy, are you there?
Hello, Ray.
How are you?
I'm grateful things went my way politically, but I don't want to go on about that.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on political arguments at the family gathering.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
It's,
you know,
tough.
I've learned it's okay for them to believe what they believe. I don't have to convince them of my point of view. It's the family. Have those arguments with some other people. Do your activism somewhere else.
This is an interesting point. If you get a chance, go to our website, WAMC.org, and read this article. I won't read all of it, from Alan Greenblatt. The title is, Will Your Family Squabble About Politics? And I thought it was interesting. Number one, those who supported President Obama's reelection, it may be tough not to gloat just a little bit if there's one or two in your family.
Gloat in private.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head.
Don't rub it in. It's not nice.
But so sociologically, one of the interesting points here, and I'll quote it, maybe the reason is that because we don't pick our families, they represent a rare opportunity in contemporary life to have a close encounter with someone who doesn't share our political values. In other words, you know, in life, you might tend to gravitate toward people of your own political stripe.
That's very true, Ray. My family's half Republican, and I'm a Democrat, and I do see more Republicans at one place than any other time in my life.
Hey, Tommy, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let's go to Jane in Buffalo. Jane, you're on.
Hi. I'm actually driving from Buffalo on Route 17, but I wanted to say I was thankful for my mother's birthday. She just turned 95, and we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner with her.
How is she doing?
Great.
That is tremendous.
And she voted. She's a Democrat, and she voted. And at her birthday party, we were not allowed to talk about politics.
Smart lady.
Yeah, very smart. But I just wanted to thank you for the show. We love the show, and God bless you.
Hey, Jane, happy Thanksgiving, and drive safely. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 800-348-2551. One open line at the moment. 1-800-348-2551. We go to Doug in Schuylerville. Doug, you're on.
Uncle Ray, this is Doug in Schuylerville. How are you doing?
Hello, Doug. What's happening?
Oh, I just wanted to mention something about gratitude.
Yeah.
About a year ago, my brother passed away. He was in a car accident.
I remember that.
And after that, I experienced a lot of grief. But what I did was on Facebook, I started this page called Doug Klein's Gratitude Laboratory.
Yeah.
And anyone can go visit that Facebook page. And what it is people chime in daily. They don't have to wait till Thanksgiving. And they chime in daily or whenever they feel like they're grateful for something. And they just say, you know, I'm grateful for a cat on my lap, or I'm grateful for this or that. And it's a real great way to start your day just by posting something big or small that you're grateful for.
You know, that's brilliant, Doug. And for those, if you don't know, Doug is a great drummer and he's got a lot going on. But this might be a huge moneymaker for you, Doug. Just saying.
Not on Facebook, Ray.
So say it again on Facebook. What is that again?
It's Doug Klein, K-L-E-I-N. Doug Klein's Gratitude Laboratory.
All right. What are you doing musically right now?
I'm playing with a band, a reggae band. I'm playing with a band called Stone Revival. It's sort of like a hippie band from the good old days.
Yeah.
And Rick Rourke and Lost Wages.
Well, is that a Steely Dan reference?
Like going to Las Vegas?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Well, Doug, happy Thanksgiving, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Ray, thank you. Bye.
We'll see you. Let's go to Bill in Albany. Bill, you're on.
Yes, good day. The topic is gratitude.
In general, I mean, any kind of Thanksgiving Day motif, whatever you want to go with.
Okay, I'm grateful for my stepdaughter, who at one time was addicted to prescriptive drugs and alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and had an abusive husband. And I can say today, several years later, she's has a bachelor's degree. She's going for her master's degree in counseling, and she counsels alcoholics and drug addicts now.
So
she has a beautiful little daughter whom she's gotten back from social services.
So she turned it around. So that in itself is just a massive reason to be thankful at this time of year, or any time of year.
Absolutely, because there were family problems associated with that, and now everything seems to have mellowed down, and she has her life together.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's great, and we wish you all the best. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving celebration, okay?
Yeah, you and your family as well.
Thanks, Bill. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. A couple of open lines now. 1-800-348-2551. A scant 28 minutes to go in the program, and I must say, if we run out of callers, then all bets are off. We might bring Zach the engineer in to sing a couple of songs. I might tell a few jokes, but really, it's not about that. Oh, Zach wants to sing. I said, well, let's just see if we can go to the phones then. 800-348-2551. Rich in Glenville. Rich, you're on.
Hey, good to hear you.
Nice to have you here.
On a sad note, 1 year for Thanksgiving, we had to go to my grandfather's wake, and it was brutal. Mm. And he was pretty much the guy that was my greatest influence when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And it just was terrible. Fast forward 15 years, and it just so happened we were overseas adopting two absolutely fabulous boys,
mm-hmm.
and we got delayed because of a government snafu, and it happened to be Thanksgiving Day when the adoption finally went through, and I am so thankful for two great kids.
That is terrific. That is terrific. Rich, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go. Let's see what we got here. Colleen O'Connell is answering the calls. And she's putting up a piece of paper here on the screen right now, and there it is. We go to Jody in New Paltz. Jody, you're on.
Hi. I was just going to comment on that. I'm grateful because recently I found out that there's a lot of vegetarian sites and vegetarian communities on Facebook that are putting out there the word that, you know, we all believe that it's better to not eat animals. So I'm grateful that there's people out there doing that because I'm a vegetarian. So I just want to encourage people to eat a lot of vegetables this Thanksgiving and maybe spare the turkeys.
Now, you know, it's funny. Paul McCartney made a similar statement the other day. What is your favorite vegetarian recipe at Thanksgiving?
Ray, when you're a vegetarian all year, you know, I eat that way all year, so it's not so much that I pick a dish and eat it on Thanksgiving.
Nothing
but
fancy for the holiday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love squash. I love yams. I love couscous. I love apple pie. I don't eat white sugar, so a friend of mine baked me a beautiful apple pie that's unsweetened and also organic apples. So that's really awesome to be able to get that. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Jody.
Okay, thank you, Ray, and to you and your family.
Thank you. We go to Pam in North Adams. Pam, you're on Vox Pop. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I'm on the road. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. So I am very big on gratitude practice. I'm a pastoral counselor, and I work a lot with my clients on how to build gratitude in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I have made a daily practice is when I turn on the faucet and having clean water.
Yeah.
I mean, we are just incredibly fortunate in the developed world for that. And I almost can fall to my knees at times at how abundant my life is. And that's one of them. And then just hearing on the news that a ceasefire was brokered.
Absolutely. Yep, as of 2 o'clock. Yes, you're correct.
I am just thrilled and grateful for that as well.
You make a spectacular point, though, about things that seem little here in this land of abundance, like running water. And if you stop to actually think about it, it's huge. And, Pam, that's a great call. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you, too.
Bye. Let's go to Mavis in Accord. Mavis, you're on.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you, too.
My gratitude, I mean, I'm grateful for so many things, but one thing that I'm grateful for every single day, all the time, is my dog.
What kind of dog?
He's a rescue. He's an Irish setter, and he's just like Tigger. He's just pure joy and just makes me happy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's perfect. Well, I hope you and what's your dog's name?
Lad.
I hope you and Lad have a great Thanksgiving, Mavis. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551, the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. It's our pre-Thanksgiving edition of Vox Pop. We'll be off tomorrow. We'll have special programming all day. And on Friday as well. Yes, Friday is Moyers and Company, right? Yes, Colleen O'Connell says correct. All right, Bob in Poughkeepsie, you're next. Bob.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
I'm grateful. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm driving down from Watertown on my way home to Poughkeepsie for Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful for my three boys that, you know, we've been through a lot, and, you know, that my pride and joy, and thanks heaven, and that's my Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your boys. How old are they?
My oldest one is 16, my middle one is 10, and my youngest one is 8.
Well, you still got your hands full, Bob.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And again, thanks heaven for that.
How was the drive from Watertown? That's a long drive.
Yes, it is. But you know, so far so good. And some traffic, but no congestion yet.
All right, buddy. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye bye.
1-800-348-2551. Let's squeeze another call in here before the break. Angela in Saratoga. Angela, I love that name.
Hi. I just wanted to. My mom passed this weekend, and we just finished with services. And I wanted to thank everybody who came out and helped to share, you know, happy memories of my mom and my family. And it just made it a lot better.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, but, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for.
It's your intellect says so. I know it's going to be tough for you to get through this holiday. And I've been through it with both of my parents, and it ain't easy. But, Angela, you can do it, and your mom would want you to do it. So
yes, she would. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Angela. We appreciate it. All right, Zach, let's take a break here. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop, pre-Thanksgiving. Get ready. Loosen up the old belt there, Zach. It's almost time for turkey. Although, I don't like turkey that much. You like turkey? Okay, he says all right.
Support for WAMC comes from Don Muller Gallery, Northampton, Massachusetts. Specializing in jewelry, custom designs, handcrafted glass, and gifts by American artists since 1978. Facebook and DonMullerGallery.com. Vision Excel Eye Care, Lake Katrine, New York. Providing eye exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, glaucoma management, and specialty contact lens fitting, where eyewear is an art. Facebook, or visionexcelicare.com. Capcom Federal Credit Union, offering home mortgages, auto loans, checking, financial planning, and more, capcomfcu.org. And Spectrum 8 Theaters Albany, showing Hollywood, American, independent, and foreign films. Their Ultraviolet Cafe is next door for before or after the show. Open daily, spectrum8.com.
Well, you've done a great job calling in at 800-348-2551. We have successfully kept Zach the engineer from singing, which has been fabulous. It's something to be thankful for. Karen in New Paltz, you're on. Karen.
I'm on my way to Vassar Brothers Medical Center, where my 89-year-old mother is hospitalized, to let her know that she's going to be released tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
So I'm very grateful for that.
That is fantastic news.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Oh, great. Well, I suppose she's going to have to take it a little easy, though, so probably won't be a big celebration, eh?
She can only eat pureed food,
yeah.
But we're going to puree some turkey soup, and pureed food is a lot better than a feeding tube.
Oh.
So we're very happy with that.
Karen, that is great news. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's go to Lori in Saratoga. Happy Thanksgiving, Lori.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks.
So my thought that I want to share is I'm grateful for my brother, who's in the Special Forces in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
He has served 3 terms in Afghanistan and has come back safe and healthy despite being in the Special Forces, and some of his friends not being as lucky as him. But, I'm grateful that he's back and he no longer has to go over. He's done.
Well, I can't speak for anybody else but me, but I'm grateful that he's there doing what he's doing. I mean, we couldn't be here without people like him.
That's right. Now he's back in the States, and he's here for good, and we're going to see him tomorrow, so I'm happy about that.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Lori. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Gordon in Pittsfield. Gordon, you're on.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes. I would like to express my deep joy and happiness in the results of this past election, that we have a leader that actually wants to help people. And I also feel, and connected with this, I feel so happy that to be a citizen of a country where the political system and the government can change and grow with the demographics of the country and keep up with the changing times of the world.
Hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you, Gordon, very much. Let's go to Lisa in Montgomery. Lisa.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. 7 years ago, we moved up here from Staten Island, New York, to the Hudson Valley. And today we just had a parent-teacher meeting with the teachers at my daughter's middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so thankful that she has such caring, intelligent, and great teachers. And that's been my experience from, you know, kindergarten here right up until the sixth grade. So I'm just thankful for, you know, the teachers out there, especially the teachers that have been part of my daughter's life.
Agreed. And in general, teachers who work so hard all the time deserve a little special thanks. Hey, Lisa, thanks a lot, and I hope you and your family have a great one.
All right, you too, Ray. Thanks.
Bye. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to John in Stone Ridge. John.
Hey, Ray. Enjoy listening to you all the time.
Thank you very much.
You know, Ray, my first half of my life, I was always grateful for the bigger things that came to me in life.
Yeah.
But in the second half, and as I'm older now, and I have 3 children that are young adults, and I had something happen to me when I saw a state trooper come down my driveway.
Yeah.
And he was coming in the driveway very slow. I walked out very slow, and he said to me, "Are you John Smith?" I'll make up that name.
Okay.
I said, "Yes." He said, "Is your daughter so-and-so Smith?" I said, "Yeah." And he just looked at me and he said, "The Kingston Police Department found her pocketbook." But for that split second, as a parent,
yeah,
it just made me really thankful that a regular day now is just, it's a great day.
yeah.
a regular working day, because for a split second, the information that I thought he could, the things he could have said to me,
yeah.
I was just like so thankful, and I never, I just never forget that moment.
Wow, that's powerful stuff, you know, and it's funny how a revelation like that could happen out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then, you know, they found the pocketbook, and you can go and pick it up, and I was thinking the worst, and every parent, I mean, you know, you see, you know, police come to your house. I know you have children.
Oh, yeah.
It's just something that the older you get, you just start, you know, you start worrying about things like that, and I was just so thankful that, you know, a day I get through now that's not the greatest day, it's still a day to be thankful, because when there's no bad news and, you know, a regular day is something to be thankful for.
You know, John, that's a brilliant call, and we've had several brilliant calls in this show. I was skeptical at the beginning of the show. This has been powerful stuff. John, thanks, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right, you too, Ray.
Yep, 800-348-2551 is the number. One open line at the moment, Helen in South Egremont. Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
The caller who talked about writing down and what she was thankful for, and then the gentleman who spoke about his, blogging on Facebook. I have a nephew who is a journalist in Chicago.
Yeah.
His name is Jeffrey Kelly Lowenstein. Nice blended family there.
Okay.
And he decided that his blog was going to be about everything things that he was grateful for this year.
Yeah.
And that was, that's what he's been doing. And it has, he has enriched my life with this. It's amazing how someone else's gratefulness brings your own up and increases your own.
And just thinking about things like that, like turning on a tap water, or the guy who just called who you know, the state trooper came to his door and he thought for a split second, this is bad news, and it was a lost pocketbook. And then you put things
absolutely.
In perspective. Yeah.
Right.
Helen, what's the web address on that one? Do you know offhand? That's okay.
No, but if you want, I can call back with it in a minute.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, you know, drop me an email.
Look up, you know, Jeff Kelly Lowenstein blog. They'll find it.
There can't be too many Jeff Kelly Lowensteins
out
there.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, Helen, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
800-348-2551. We go to Tanya in Poughkeepsie. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, I'm actually driving from Boston, Massachusetts to Poughkeepsie,
okay.
where my mom was born and raised and now is buried in Ireland.
Hmm.
And I haven't lived in Poughkeepsie in over 20 years, and I'm driving there now. And I was just listening to your show, and we absolutely love it. My daughter wants to say what she's thankful for. Is that okay?
Sure thing.
She's 7 years old.
Love
seven
it.
I'm thankful for my mommy.
What's your name?
Lily Grace.
You say Lily?
My name is Lily Grace.
Well, that's great. You know what? That is brilliant. And I have a daughter who's 7 as well, and a daughter who's 9, and a daughter who's 5, and a daughter who's 3. And if they said that to their mom, that would make her day. You're a good kid. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, I love it. Let's go to Chris in Warnerville. Chris, you're on.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving. I wanted to remind us all about the Native Americans. We've got the Iroquois Indian Museum in nearby, and one of the things that they do is give thanks every morning for the earth, for everything that's on the earth, the plants, the animals, the flowers, the skies, the stars, and, you know, I think we all do. We have to be thankful for our, for where we're living, and I'm certainly very grateful every day.
It's a valuable lesson and one that easily gets lost in all the minutiae of our everyday life. Good point. Good point.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Let's go to Chloe in Oneonta. Chloe, you're on.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Oh.
in Oneonta, that's okay. I'm just thankful for my family and my children. I thank God every day that I have them, and I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And for those who don't have, you know, anywhere to go, I wish them a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Michelle, I apologize. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Patty and Otis. Patty.
Hey, Ray. Well, I'm thankful for R.A. Dickey winning the Cy Young. No, I'm totally kidding.
Finally, there's a Mets fan, Patty. Yes. Well, enjoy it while you can, because he'll get traded next week, I bet.
I know. But I'm only kidding. What I'm really calling about, you know that I'm from New Jersey, and my whole family still lives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we were pretty impacted by Hurricane Sandy. But fortunately, my entire family was safe and had no, you know, major property damage. But I'm in my car right now with a carload of donations from generous people in South Berkshire County here, and I'm heading down for a weekend of volunteering on Long Beach Island to help rebuild the island and bring donations down. And, you know, it's been a hard month, and there are so many people who have nothing right now,
yeah.
And animals, too. There's been a real pressure on the shelters. So I would just encourage everyone to continue to think about how they can give thanks by paying it forward and helping others at this time. There's going to be work needed for months and months for some of these locations in New York, in New Jersey, all over. But I'm thankful that I'm here and able to go help.
And Patty, we're thankful for you. Well, we're always thankful for you around here, you know, because you're one of the super volunteers. But Patty, thank you. On behalf of the entire humanity, thanks for doing what you're doing. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. Have a good Thanksgiving, Ray.
Let's go Mets. See ya.
Go Mets.
Bye. We go to Randall in, is it Tivoli? I can't quite figure it out. Yes? No? Randall in Tennessee. Where are you in Tennessee?
Oh, well, I'm headed to Tennessee. I've been working in Vermont, going home for the holiday.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. You're on the air.
Thanksgiving to you too there, buddy, and I just want to say I'm thankful for waking up this morning. I'm thankful for all the veterans throughout the United States history. I'm thankful for our forefathers. I'm thankful for my family, and more especially, I'm thankful for my God. And everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
My friend, you've said a mouthful. Thank you. Let's go to Beverly in Enfield. Beverly.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm grateful for all living things that have given up their lives that I may have this day. I'm grateful for the grass that feeds all the animals and the trees that shelter us and provide us with wood for our fireplaces. I'm grateful for all the armed services who also have given up their lives, men and women, that I may have this day. So thank you for hearing me.
Beverly, and we're grateful that you called in. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. About 7 minutes left of the program. Still time for you to get a call in. And an open line or two, we go, and I hope I get this name right. Is it Mergini?
Yes, Mergini.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving and welcome aboard.
Yes, thank you. I just want to thank the United States of America. I've been a migrant in this country for 24 years.
Hmm.
And I just want to say thank you to the United States for giving me a home and giving me a job, raising my kids, and I'm very thankful to this country and to the nation of United States of America.
Where did you come from?
I come from northeast of Africa, Sudan.
Mm. And you've been here 24 years.
I've been here 24 years, yes.
Ah, good. Well, I hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. We really appreciate you calling in, and be with us in the future, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yep, 1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. And if you want to chuckle and you want to think about things, do check out our website, WAMC.org. I think the article is still up there, an NPR article from Alan Greenblatt on Will Your Family Squabble About Politics This Thanksgiving? Tommy in Neversink made the perfect statement earlier in the program saying, just don't go there. It's tough, though. It can be tough. And I'm going to, about 20, 25 people tomorrow. And I think we all know better than to get me riled up about politics. So everybody, we talk about whatever, but usually not politics. Tom in Kingston, you're on.
Hi, this is Tom in Kingston.
Hi, Tom in Kingston. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man. I want to express my gratitude to two of my teachers, Reyes Garcia and Susan Ashley, who were wise enough in this
in this testing crazy world to be to ask me the open-ended questions and to push me into experiences without giving me the answers. It allowed me to grow and see the world more clearly, to be able to live fully and give to others.
Hmm. And where are these teachers? Are they in high school or college, or where are they?
They were both in college.
Yeah.
I currently have teachers over at Fen Mountain Monastery in Phoenicia who do the same thing. It's a brave thing, and I've been a teacher for 20 years, and I've seen how hard it is myself to do that and for other teachers, especially in our system, to really have that orientation towards their teaching. Does that make sense, Ray?
It makes a great deal of sense, and keeping an open mind so important. Tom, thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well, sir.
Bye. It's Sean's turn. Sean in Shelburne, how are you?
Hey, Ray. I just want to give thanks to you guys for WAMC for being there, driving down on the Adirondack Northway, going to visit my friends in the Irish Riviera and Rockaway, who are totaled out down there, and Gordon Fricke for the advice to get my car in shape enough to make it down on that trip.
That guy is great. He was here yesterday.
You guys do a great service because people don't realize what range. You go all the way from the Canadian border almost to New York City. And for people like me who do the 350-mile drive on the holidays, you guys are a lifesaver.
Where are you now?
I'm just in Vermont, crossing over into the Adirondacks, going down the Northway, and the cheapskate going down the Taconic because the gas is so expensive.
Well, you know, the Taconic's a great drive, although, you know, I always found on the Taconic I would have to watch out for deer at this time of year.
Yeah, and also it keeps you awake. If you start falling asleep, once you get south of I-84, it's like a bobsled run going around the turns there. So for us Vermonters and people from Canada coming through there, it's helpful advice, and you save a lot of the traffic on the other bridge there.
Absolutely.
Thanks for keeping us awake on those late-night, long-distance trips.
Well, you know what? You stayed awake, and that was really my main goal for the hour.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot,
Sean. You always have an interesting show, and the other guy that's on the medical show, great programs, and I hope you guys keep on going like that in the future.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys. Take care. Bye.
1-800-348-2551 is our number, and boy, we couldn't be more thankful for you out wherever you are. If you are a listener, and better yet, if you are a member of this radio station, well, you know, you're what is you're why we do it, and you're what makes it possible to do it, and we can't tell you how thankful we are. If you are not a member and you want to be a member, you can do it right at our website, wamc.org. That's not a heavy sales pitch because you get enough of those at Thanksgiving anyway. But if you want to, we'd love to have you be part of the fold here. And we wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. All right, so there are no more calls. Zach, you want to sing a song? No? We got about a minute left? No? Hang on, he's going to talk to me and talk back. All right, well, let's play some underwriting and we'll get out of here. Hey, everybody, I do want to say this. Thank you all for making this place what it is, and we will continue to work hard and do the best we can. So by next Thanksgiving, it'll even be better. The support comes from Curran Compliance Services, LLC, Greenwich, New York, providing legal and consulting services to life insurers in a changing regulatory climate. CurranCompliance.com. And Quality Foreign Car Care, Ballston Spa, New York. Sales and service of Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Volvo, Saab, Volkswagen, and Porsche. QFCC.com. Have Incorporated, Hudson, New York, providing film or video to DVD transfer services for businesses and individuals. 1-800-999-4283. That's it for the show. Tomorrow, it's a special programming all day long. Friday, we have Moyers & Company. Monday, back. Alan will be here from his vacation. He'll be back with Medical Monday. It's all very exciting. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Bring antacids by all means. Don't talk politics. We'll see you next week.